Earlier this year, we introduced you to Peter and Anna Mohan, a young Western Massachusetts couple. Peter has suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, ever since returning from his military tour in Iraq. When we talked with Peter and Anna in April, they believed he was on the mend.
Sometimes I can still see underneath the person that I married, but he's very, very different.
This is probably the worst thing that we're going to have to face in our lives together, and so far we're doing it, which is encouraging.
Peter and Anna's marriage did not survive the strain of his PTSD. They're getting a divorce. It's an increasingly common story as new military statistics are showing higher rates of divorce among returning combat veterans. The Mohans agreed to speak again with WFCR's Karen Brown as a way to let others know about the effects of war on the home front.
It's a crisp fall day on the grounds of the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Leeds, Massachusetts. A leaf blower clears the lawn around Building 26, a homeless shelter where Peter Mohan now lives. We meet at the front desk, where a gray-haired veteran in a wheelchair is monitoring the security cameras.
I'm going to cut out this side door here, Doc.
Go ahead.
You need to use the back office?
Sure.
A back office is the only place Peter is allowed visitors inside the shelter. He's been staying here since June, when his wife Anna asked him to leave the rural farmhouse where they'd been living with her parents. At 28, he's among the youngest residents and one of the few from the Iraq War. He says the shelter, with loose curfews, on-site laundry, and other vets to talk to, isn't that bad.
It's a lot like living in the barracks in the military. It's what I liken it to.
9 months ago, Peter and Anna were hopeful about their future together. It had been a rocky road. After Peter had returned from Iraq in 2004, he began to suffer from violent nightmares, suicidal thoughts, emotional withdrawal, and alcoholism. He was eventually diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, a condition that about 20% of Iraq veterans are expected to develop. With Anna's support, Peter started going to therapy and completed an inpatient psychiatric program at the VA hospital. But when he got out last spring, things started to disintegrate again.
I wound up one night getting drunk and deciding it would be a good idea to go for a drive, and I got pulled over.
Peter was arrested and spent the night in jail. That's when Anna asked him to leave, at least temporarily. She's still living with her parents in Montague.
I was really upset, and I said, you take 6 months, or longer, as long as you want. Get yourself together, and then we'll come back, and we'll reassess, and we'll see if we can keep going.
I definitely understand that. I'm going to take a step back and actually look at the way I was behaving. It was pretty out of control.
Peter is a large, muscular man with tattoos, long brown hair, and a long beard. When he starts talking about Iraq, his face immediately softens, and his eyes well up. His worst memory, the one he says replays constantly in his head, is a June day in 2004 when his best friend and his company commander were killed in a major battle in Iraq.
I have a real problem just kind of dealing with the fact that there was nothing I could do, to help those people. Sometimes it gets really bad where I just sit and cry, or I'm constantly hypervigilant. I'm aggressive. I don't handle criticism well.
It was that sort of behavior that wreaked havoc on his marriage. He says he was never abusive to Anna. Mostly, he just wanted to be alone.
There's a lack of an ability to communicate, really, I think, with other people who haven't been in that situation. They don't understand the bond you feel with your fellow soldiers. They don't understand how you were able to, maybe kill somebody if you had to do that. And you can't really talk about it and relate to people that haven't been through that experience. You can't really put it into words.
Sometimes when he would talk about the horrors that he'd seen, we would grow closer for those few minutes. But then the shields would come right back up and we'd be completely distant again.
2 months after Peter moved out, he called Anna and asked for a divorce. He didn't think the relationship could ever recover from the damage he did to it.
Came through a lot of tears and a lot of pain, because I love her very much. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be like this. I don't want to have to drag her through another 3 years, like the last 3 years.
And I thank him for that. you know, I wasn't quite ready to be the one making that decision. It was a grown-up decision, and I thank him for making it. I think it was the right one.
Ironically, Peter says, the divorce may be helping his recovery in ways the marriage couldn't. He says he's been sober since his arrest.
And I've definitely made some strides toward improvement while living here and not dealing with the stress of marriage and having to try and do right by somebody else and take care of somebody else. I'm you know, here because I want to be here. I go to counseling because I want to go to counseling, because I want to get better.
Anna says she's come a long way, too. She's learned that love and understanding are not enough to battle a clinical condition like PTSD. But she's not sorry she stuck by Peter for so long.
I don't feel like the marriage was a mistake. I feel like it happened for a reason. Peter has always been adamant that he thinks he'd be dead or in jail if it hadn't been for our marriage. And so that right there is a good enough reason.
The divorce will be final in February. By then, Peter will have finished a court-mandated alcohol education program. He plans to go back to his family in Montana and hopes to go to college. He says living these last few months at the VA, mostly among Vietnam vets who've been suffering from PTSD for decades, has been an eye-opener.
And it's kind of like motivation to get my act together now so I can one day be an attributing member of society rather than staying in a homeless shelter.
As for Anna, she'd like to go to graduate school, something she put off to care for Peter. But first, she wants to travel around the world and just be a typical 25-year-old. Both Anna and Peter say it's possible they'll get back together one day, but there's too much to recover from on both their parts before they can even think about that. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.
To find out more about post-traumatic stress disorder and to hear more stories from WFCR's ongoing series, At Home with War, go to WFCR.org.